You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How are you? Enjoying the sunshine? We are here in the UK, 34 degrees, amazing. Never seen anything like it. Not for, well, years. So welcome. I hope that you're all enjoying yourself, this lovely sunshine. And I'm going to be taking some cards for my callers here today, and also wanting to connect through with all of you guys as well. And we're looking at some teaching cards. These are the tarot, which are amazing cards themselves. We're also going to go to the crystal ball. I've got my quartz crystal that is here. That's an amazing crystal. And also, I have my purple crystal ball. And I use this one most particularly for cosmic orders. Does everybody know what a cosmic order is? It is an opportunity to send out a perfect wish in perfect ways with harm to no one. And you must remember, you can only wish for yourself. You can't wish for anybody else. Just for you. You can't affect somebody else's destiny or somebody else's fate. And that's what's important to remember. So we will have a little look as well at the crystal ball. Now, if we do have any spiritual connections, then we're also hoping to get some spirit messages through. We've got to see who is actually going to come into my spirit room, of course, and we will then see if we do have those connections as well. I do have my candle with me as well. So if we can just get some great connections through to spirit, which sometimes we just never know. We never know who is going to enter my room and who has been waiting. Sometimes it is a question of waiting. You can see all my crystal balls here. I've got another candle actually here. Let's have a look at this one. Ah, that's nice, because we've got that one that is actually lit. It's not going to drip down at all. It's perfectly safe, but I do like to have a candle that is here ready so that we can connect through to you and to those spirit messages. A lot of people have asked me just in this last week or so, because of the new focus on social media, have I ever seen a ghost? And I want to know from you, everybody, as many of you as possible, have you ever seen a ghost? Pop that down onto my TikTok. I'll be on TikTok shortly after this show here today at 8 o'clock our time, but I think it's probably about 3 o'clock your time. And it's Eleanor Grace Psychic. So you will see me on TikTok. Just look for the face and that connection. And remember that you can have a really broad selection of readings on TikTok. They're free in the same way that we're doing this here. And you can ask your questions. I'll be opening up some subscriptions very soon. And that is a great way to learn perhaps a little bit more about yourself, but also a lot more about the psychic world, my inner circle. I'm going to be inviting lots of you to join my inner circle, and that will be a subscription basis, but not very much money, just a few dollars a month. And then we can share some exclusive content, and that content will really be for you, for everybody that wants to have just that little bit more guidance, personal exclusive content and questions. You can ask me your questions and I will answer those questions for you. I do email readings as well, so you can connect to me that way. And many, many, many of you connect to me on Zoom readings and on video call readings as well. Wherever you are in the world, I have clients from all over the world. So don't forget that means of connection is very powerful, very strong. And a video call is really just the same as you being right in front of me. That's all it takes. I just connect to your energy. I'll ask you to do a visualization so that we can share the same scene. And that's really quite remarkable, considering that we're sharing screens all the time nowadays, but we can share your personal screen, the one that is in your mind's eye, the one that I guide you to on a mini meditation. And that will give you the opportunity to allow me in, to quieten your mind, allow me in, and then I can see what you can see. I can see your fate. I can see your future, how long you have as well to make decisions. And who are the people around you? What are they going to do to help you in your life as you're really pushing through? So this is a very, very different type of experience for most of you. I'm a psychic medium, have been for all my life, I think probably from when I was a very small child. And we're still connecting to spirit today, still able to see our loved ones who have passed over and still able to have a look into your future and see what's happening to you. Who are you going to meet? What are the events and circumstances that are crossing your path? And how are you going to deal with the proposals, the opportunities, the difficulties, the distractions, the people? How are you going to deal with all of that? If you reach out, then we can look in the cards, we can look in the crystal, we can look into your life, can't we? And that way we can see what the steps are. Baby steps sometimes, maybe they're huge leaps of faith. Maybe you've got to take a risk, a gamble, and just sort of say, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do that because it feels right. It feels like it's the right thing to do. So join me with all of your questions and do reach out and make an effort to develop yourself, to have some goals in your life, in your future, whatever age you are, it doesn't matter. This is your life to live. This is your time to be. So we've got Tiffany in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're joining me today. Hello there, Tiffany, and welcome to my show. You're through to Eleanor Grace. How are you today, Tiffany?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
And to you too, and to you too. Right, okay. I'm going to dive straight in here, Tiffany, and connect with you. I'm going to take a couple of cards as well, just because I feel that you have got a lot of dynamic force around you at the moment. It's as though you're being pushed here, pushed and shaped and reformed, remolded, perhaps. Maybe you taking the opportunity as to develop, and that I think is a choice that you would make. But you have a dynamic force, and what's crossing your path is a great opportunity. Don't miss it. Do accept it. It's, I think, in the workplace. I think it's in your career. It would be in your ideal moment to show yourself, your skills, and to show as well just how much you can deal with, just how much you can do. There's a really, really lovely man that I'm seeing by your side. Are you married at the moment? Are you in love at the moment? Because you should be if you're not.
Well, I hope that's future state. I've actually, work is going fantastic. I just started a new job about 9 months ago. And it's really brought some great things in my path. I've gotten some great compliments on work that I've done. But in the middle of all of that, I actually am filing for divorce. So there is a lot of energy around me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But there's a new man as well. So something great is happening out of all of this distraction and this distress. So the job, the work, yeah, I can see that. If that's 9 months ago, then you are likely as well to find that you have an uplift. You have an elevated status that is here. So you are very, very likely to move in different circles, maybe get an appraisal and just take yourself into, you know, a new role. More responsibility is coming to you. You probably feel a bit weighed down with that at the moment. So some help and support, I think, is being sort of sent your way because you've closed lots of things down in your life and you've reopened them up, Tiffany. And this is part of the transition that you're going through right now. And it's easy. It's an easy transition. It's not difficult. Do you have a son as well, or even two sons?
I do. I have one, yes.
Okay. I've got two boys similar age here. So the man that you're about to meet, or the person that is distracting your attention right now, because he's very much around you now. I can see him. I can feel that energy. He's also likely to have a son, a similar sort of energy to you. And I think he's marvelous. I think he's wonderful. I think that you are going to be moving towards him, perhaps living in his home.
Okay.
And he's well placed financially. He's quite sorted with his money. He's not poor. No. He's not. He's certainly got himself together, got all of his ducks in a row. That's really important for you to know. I think as well that he's got a similar story, I think, to you as well. You reflect each other's journey. And that's important to know and to recognize. And that's why I'm also seeing that it's got a son similar age and that there's two boys. It's not just the one, it's two. And this is not a mirror image. This is not a reflection of yourself or your life at all. This is a new start, a new beginning. And it comes in with that really strong dynamic force. It's about turning the corner in your life. I think August is a great month for you. Maybe you're taking some time out in that time, but I think that you will be having a really great experience. So I'm going to wish you the best with that. Do come in onto my TikTok as well. I'm on TikTok after the show, 8 o'clock, in about half an hour. So come in and send some messages and maybe we can get a little bit more information for you. But Tiffany, yeah, I'm going to wish you all of the best now and
Thank you. Take your time
as well. You know, if you haven't met anybody right now, this minute, then just watch out because you've got a great shot here at love. Do you know of anybody that you've got your mind fixed on at all?
Not yet. I'm just playing the field right now. So we'll see which one starts standing out stronger.
You're open to change, and that's wonderful to see and wonderful to hear. So I'm wishing you the best, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you very soon. So now I'm looking at Regan. Is it Regan or Regan from the Gold Coast in Australia? Hello there, and how are you here, Regan?
Good, thank you, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. Is it Regan or Reagan? Or how do we pronounce your name?
Regan.
Regan. Wonderful name. It really is. So the sun is shining on you. I don't mean physically either. I just mean spiritually. You have a lady with you in spirit and she's been following you for a while. And I feel that she's an ancestor, a relative, but she's here. I've got my candle with me too, and I want to go to the initial of C. So I think that's really prominent, but it's an unusual name. It's not, it's not a common name like Carol. I think that this is an unusual, maybe even a nickname, a very short nickname, but I do have her in spirit. Something like a Chloe, you know, or Cincy or something like that. It's a silly, silly name. Do you recognise that at all, Regan? If you don't, that's fine. I've had my spirit room open all day so we can ask her to pass on. But the initial of C, I'm wanting to connect that to you. Do you recognise that at all, Regan?
C is a very prominent initial in my family, but I can't pick anyone in spirit by C. No.
Maybe a spirit talking to you then and wanting to connect to a C, because I get it that way as well. So is there somebody with a short name then, an initial of C around you, Regan, just to clear this up?
I've got a few. I've got all my boys, but
okay. All of your boys.
My kids.
All of your boys.
Yeah, so yeah.
They're all in two. Okay.
Yeah.
So who's the lady in spirit? I mean, this would be maternal, I think. Mother, grandmother, it's that line that I have, because the lady is so powerful. Yeah, she's
my
got
granny,
a really
be.
Strong personality. Pardon?
It could be my granny.
Yeah.
She's like a mum to me.
Oh, okay. She had a really powerful personality, didn't she? And was so loved, I think, by lots and lots of people. And I see her shoulder really hurting her. So she would have broken it, I think, collarbone or a shoulder, I've got here. And your shoulder isn't very good either. She did she? And what's wrong with yours?
Yes, she did, yes.
Okay.
Bad posture, and your... possibly.
Well, she wants to rub your shoulder better. That's what she wants to do.
Oh, and anyone can rub my shoulders.
So do you have a man around you? Because I feel that there's movement here, a great deal of movement that I want to give you, Regan. Either moving house, tearing something down in order to rebuild. And you will understand that philosophically, I'm quite sure of that. But this could also be a building, you know, an absolute home that you want to change. So what's your story? Is that something that you want to do? Do you want to move your home?
Yeah. I don't want to move home because it's too expensive over here to move and get rentals. Yeah. But it's possible it could be happening. We don't know as yet.
Okay. Is it a property that's up for sale? Are you selling? Is it that sort of scenario?
No, so we rent. We rent the property, and our lease is up in October, and we're waiting to hear if we're going to get a lease renewal, and I've got a feeling we won't. That's been a worry for me, actually, a lot lately.
That's what I'm connecting to straight away. I don't think so. I'm so sorry. Oh, so sorry to say, because it's what you're hoping for. But don't deceive yourself here. Don't, you know, fall into that trap of hope, 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 and then, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Instead, try and reflect on the problem and get ahead of it, get in front of it, and start to make plans anyway. Start with your plan B. Yep. Because you've got around that, a great deal of luck around it, and you know that's where you can grab a hold of your circumstances and change them. I mean, this August, just in a couple of weeks now, you've got here the Eight of Swords. It's one of those trapped cards, you know. You've got all these swords and worries around you, and yet you're quite free. That's all. You're able to walk through an open door, but you can't see where the door is, and you can't find the handle, and you don't know how to open it or unlock it. But it's a pretty straightforward passageway to your future. You've got this wonderful energy coming in very early August. I think literally first, second, third, fourth, those sorts of dates in August, that's your magician. It's a magical essence that is around you. And I really do feel, and we're going to get the crystal now, I really do feel that this is so very important because it's meaning for you that you can take a shot. You can take a really good shot at your future, providing that you're ready, you know, you're ready to say to yourself, yeah, I can deal with it. I can deal with changes. It's a good move and it's something that you should do. And don't want you to think, let's just stick. No, you're meant to move on. And the reason for that is that you've got so many good things that are happening that you just can't imagine at the moment. You can't see them. I can, though. I can see this move. I can see you tearing your home down and then restarting it again. But it's beautiful where you're going to. Really beautiful. You've got lovely furnishings. The weather is gorgeous. It's not too hot. So you're going somewhere that is a little bit cooler, but more beautiful in the flowers and in the greenery that is here. I've got lots of new growth and new opportunities for you. And you will also be doing something connected to education. Do you get involved in teaching yourself? Do you teach? Do you train people? What is it that you do here, Regan?
I do retail. I'm a sales assistant. So,
are you? Okay. Do you train other people?
I help with a lot of people's problems. I do training, yeah. But I also help a lot of people with grief and that, just within myself.
Okay. Doing it more and more and more and more, and many more people are coming to you as well. So that spiritual connection, that mediumship, I think is really growing. It's abundant with you. I'm going to just look now here onto the crystal. I've got the initial of R around either a street name or a town. R it is, like Rowan. It's a bit like where there's lots of birds, you know, birds in the sky. I can hear them. I can hear them squawking and lots of noise. Pardon?
Ravina.
What did you? It can be. You know, is that
the street
somewhere?
Well, that's Robina is a suburb around here.
Is it nice? Is that where you would like to go?
Not where I'd like to go, but it might be somewhere I end up because it's only, say, about 10 kilometres from where I live now. So that could be interesting. That's very interesting to hear that.
Okay. Would you, if you were to go there, would you plan on bouncing from there maybe 6 months later? Because it's like a rubber ball here that I've got in the crystal. It's like you go to one place and then you bounce on to somewhere else. So it's not permanent. I don't think it's permanent. And I think that if you just follow this journey and follow this pathway, you're going to be amazed at where you end up. And it's good. I mean, this is not a bad move. Do not think that at all. It's just not. This is taking you to exactly where you need to be. Partly, it will be because of education. So education is a broad, broad spectrum. I mean, it can be you training others. It can be you learning something new. I think it's a combination of both as well. So your boys, are they all grown now?
Yes.
And is there a little?
Yep.
Is there a grandson?
Yes, I've got a daughter, a little 5-year-old. I've got my daughter just told me today that she's pregnant with a little boy. She found out yesterday.
Yeah. Grandson, that's who I've got. So it's him. You're going to be very close to him. Does she live near you? If she doesn't, then I think. You'll stick quite close. He's an old soul coming back in to your world. You'll know him, you'll recognize him, you will be delighted with him. so sunny. And I'm going to say that name because you could call him that. You know, that could be your name for him, Sunny, because he smiles so much and he's got such a gorgeous face and he's got those sorts of eyes that you just want to dive into. Wow. You know, you can swim in his eyes. So your daughter must have eyes like that too, because I feel that
she does. She's
quite a deep person. You know, she's lovely and she's really got that depth of personality and so caring, so very caring. Same as you.
Yep.
And you will share that wonderful
exterior. That's a very tough exterior.
Well, we've all got to have that. As we go through life, we've all got to be a bit be on the outside and, you know, soft and melting in the middle on the inside. But you do have somebody joining you here on this pathway that is really going to help you and be very supportive. It's a male. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I am. Yep, I'm in a relationship. It's been hard. We're struggling.
Are you unhappy with him? Are you unhappy with him?
I'm unhappy that I want to be here with him. I just want things to change.
Yeah, okay. It's that sort of issue that I think is there that I'm connecting to here, which is not a separation or a break, but it is out of balance at the moment. So let me just take a couple of cards here, see what the cards have for you, because, you know, your mother is with you and she's pushing you at the moment to your grandmother, rather. Yes. She's like a mother, though, isn't she? Shoulders wanting,
yes,
you know, you've got these burdens. Yeah. So you've got these burdens on your shoulders as well. And they are weighing you down. That's why your shoulders need to have massage and you feel that weight and an awful lot of weight.
Yes, I carry it all on my shoulders, everything.
You do. And yet you're being told here, just dump it, you know, put that weight down. Do not continue, because it's so damaging to you, and yet this ace of around you, so you're going to fight now. And it's a bit like you fighting the world here, Regan. It's not a physical fight, it's symbolic, and you will be, look, come on, we're going places, we're going to move, we're going to maybe move again, but that's a good thing. I think it's good because of your partner. I think that he will need a fresh start, something that takes his mind away from difficulties that he's had. It may well be that well-being aspect around him, because I don't see him in balance. I don't see him elevating you or supporting you as you should be supported. 100%. I think he's not taking the strain, is he? And he's not leading the way.
No.
So you will be doing that. But I will say this to you, that you do have somebody, it is a man, when you move, you do have somebody either living locally, very close to you, who's going to come in and help you. So, Regan, I'm wishing you all the best with everything. And so,
thank you.
So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, do come in and have a TikToks like that. Yeah, do that. Stay in touch. And thank you for joining us today. And I will see you all same time next week. Have a great week, won't you? And thank you for joining us on A1R Psychic Radio. It's the best in the world, you know. Cheers.